Am I offering my photography as a nice to have or a need to have?
Welcome to the Book More Clients Photography Podcast. You can stop spending hours on Google and YouTube because you just found your number one resource for growing a profitable and sustainable photography business. Hi, I'm Brooke Jefferson. I'm a believer, wife, mama to two, and Oklahoma family photographer. I left the classroom in 2018 to pursue my photography career full-time. Now, I'm here to help you do the same. In this podcast, we're covering the most asked about topics, including pricing, marketing, client experience, and all things systems and workflows. You won't find any fluff or BS here, just tried and true strategy. Are you ready? Grab your kids some snacks and charge those camera batteries. It's time to jump in. Today's episode is sponsored by IrisWorks. You guys know I love and use this incredible software in my own photography business. I could not run my business without it. It's my one-stop shop for booking sessions, automating my processes, and giving my clients an exceptional experience. Some of my favorite features include their booking calendars for both my regular sessions and mini sessions, the workflows, and email marketing. Whether you are in your first year or 10th, you definitely need to get your hands on IrisWorks so you can work less and put more profit in your pocket. Head to brookjefferson.com/iris and use code Brooke in all caps at checkout to save 20% off your first year's subscription. So today you're going to get to hear a little clip from a group coaching call that I did with my Blueprint students last spring. And so we recorded this early May of 2023. And what is so amazing is that the little clip you're going to hear today is still extremely relevant for you right now. So if you are someone that is experiencing slower bookings, you feel like it's really hard right now to even get an inquiry, this is going to be for you. This is also going to be a clip for you if you are someone that feels like you are in a saturated area. So I want you to listen to this episode. And then what's really cool is the episode that is going to air next week directly relates to this. It relates to the economy. It relates to really how to continue to have a profitable business. And so you're going to love it. So if you love today's, you're going to love next week's. We go really, really tough love in next week's episode. So go ahead and listen to this little snippet and let me know, do you want more coaching episodes? Do you like both? Do you like the solo episodes when I have a topic to talk about and teach you? And do you enjoy hearing behind the scenes with what I'm working with my Blueprint students on or what I'm working with a photographer one-on-one? Let me know. I would love to hear. I hope you enjoyed today's episode.
I want to talk about right now with the fact that we are in a very real economic hardship. Like, we are seeing recession. Some people are seeing it, you know, more than others. But with that being said, I think it's important, especially if your business feels slow, whether you're, you know, not getting as many bookings as you would like to, or if your leads, your inquiries in general have kind of like really, they sound more like crickets, then I want you to really hone in on this question. Am I offering my photography as a nice to have or a need to have? And I also will give you my caveat. Obviously, photography truly is a luxury service. I'm so sorry. Like, I know people need images. I think that it's a necessity. But when you look at it in the scheme of things, and especially when you look at like, what do you need to survive? Photography does not make the cut, right? So I want you to look at who is your ideal client. So are you serving seniors? Are you serving families? Who are you serving? And how in your marketing and your messaging across your website, social media posts, your emails, et cetera, how can you really start to push yourself as a need to have rather than a, oh, that's nice, we'll have to put that on our bucket list. You know what I mean? So for some of you, your niche already kind of has that urgency tied up into it. So for example, for seniors, you either get senior photos or you don't, right? Like, at some point, that offer is going to expire. But I also think that for family photography, there's urgency there too. So I want you to start thinking about, like, why right now? Why May and June of 2023? Why is that, like, the best time to take pictures? And start using that. Give people a reason, okay? So there's an episode, a podcast episode that I already recorded, and I want to point you back to. So if you're here live or you're listening to this replay, this is your homework, even if you've already listened to this episode. Go listen to it again, okay? It is episode 241, and it is the one where I'm talking about, if your business feels slow, here are four ways to help you, you know, get more bookings. And I give examples of what urgency looks like, how to offer, you know, one-time packages to people that, you know, look at stores. If y'all pay attention when you're scrolling Instagram or when you walk into a store, you can study their marketing and you can see what they're doing. There's a lot of places that are having these, like, especially hair salons, like these one-time offers or this week only, right? You guys can do that too. And it's not about discounting your work. It's about reframing and repackaging, right? So think about your photography as like a gift. You're changing the wrapping paper. I heard that analogy from Emily Hirsch. If you guys don't know who that is, she teaches people how to do like paid ads and, you know, marketing and all of those things. And so she says this all the time. You just need to change your wrapping paper. So if you're, you know, continuing to do the same type of social media posts, you have the same website copy you've had for the past 2 years, it's time for a refresh. It's time to get in there and figure out, what can I change to be more appealing to my clients? Okay. So, and I love that the three of you that are here live, you are in three different niches. So we've got the elopements and couples, we've got seniors, and we've got families. And I love it because there's examples for everyone. Okay. So that's how, I just want you to just take a step back, reframe, and think, how can I get clients right now? Or how can I set myself up for success to start getting those bookings for July, August, September? Okay. That's where your mind needs to be. So June, amazing. If you guys can pick some clients up for June, absolutely amazing. It's probably going to be easiest for Christine because she's families, whereas you two take a little bit more planning, right? And so Katie, one of the questions I want you to ask yourself is, so we just graduated, or maybe your people are in the process of graduating in Oklahoma. We've been out of school for 2 weeks and people think that we're crazy, okay? In Texas and like California and all these other places, I know they go till June. So right now, just think about, how can I either capture a senior that maybe missed out on senior portraits? So they might be graduated, but it's still technically considered senior photography. Or how can I go ahead and get that jumpstart junior who's like, I'm a senior and I'm ready to shout it from the world. Okay. Like, that's what I want you to think about in your marketing and when you're trying to book these seniors in your area.